When Christ walked among us, he brought good news that changed the world. That message is just as vital for us today. To help you focus your heart this season, we've released The Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. Inside, you'll find devotions for every single day of the season. It is designed to be a daily companion to the podcast episodes we will begin airing on Ash Wednesday, February the 18th. Read along with us. The book is available on Amazon in ebook, paperback, and hardback editions. Search for The Good News, Grace for All, and order yours before Lent begins.
Welcome to the Saturday episode of the Grace for All podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Saturday is a special time when we take a few moments to review the scriptures that we have cited in the episodes this week. If you missed any of those episodes, you might want to consider listening to them today. And even if you heard them all, there may be one that you might want to listen to again. We hope that each of these scriptures and podcasts will bring you a full measure of joy, peace, and love. Now, let's listen to the scriptures that have been on our hearts this week.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. I'm reading from the New International Version. Serve one another humbly in love.
1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love."
Proverbs 17:17 says, "Friends love all the time, and kinsfolk are born for times of trouble."
Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight."
Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 12.
Proverbs 17:17. From the New International Version, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." I'd also like to share from the Message, "Friends love through all kinds of weather, and families stick together in all kinds of trouble."
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7 say, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres."
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.